Hard to believe that a good American like Mike Felder would take time out of USA Wales to talk football with us, American football with us. I could be channeling that for myself, but there he is right there. If you're watching on WRAL Sports Plus, the one and only Mike Felder from Stadium. Let's talk a little college football. I thought North Carolina had it set up with Michigan needing a field goal late and TCU needing a field goal late and Tennessee just whatever they were doing in South Carolina. It was all kind of folding in their way, and then they went and lost to Georgia Tech. What is North Carolina miss? What are they missing to get them from where they are to a level where they legitimately do compete for a spot maybe in a playoff?
Bodies up front. And listen, let's go back. Remember with Butch Davis, they had bodies up front.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Austin, Quinn, yeah. Ballmer, they had bodies up front, and they don't have those bodies up front right now. And so I think that's the biggest difference. That's a huge difference between them and a lot of the teams that we're looking at going to the college football playoff.
It's funny. I go back to the Notre Dame game, and at that point, Notre Dame wasn't any good. They obviously look a lot better now.
Yeah.
And maybe we look at that game differently, although I'm not. It was so obvious to me that on the field that day, when North Carolina looks like they're just not at least as big as the other team, they got no chance. I just thought they got big boyed by Notre Dame that day. Really on both sides of the ball. And their offensive line isn't terrible, but, man, it just looked completely stark how different it was. And from that point on, they're playing against similar style teams, and they have looked great. They do have great quarterback. Can we support that?
Absolutely. I think Drake May is fantastic. Listen, I live 10 minutes from his high school.
Okay.
His high school is my high school's rival. Like, Myers Park and East Meg, that's a rivalry, like, for real in Charlotte. So, it's cool to watch him grow, but also, there was no go when it came to this weekend against Georgia Tech, and I think a lot of it has to do with what's happening up front. And there were some uncharacteristic drops also from that wide receiving core that also need to be pointed out, because if your wide receivers aren't going to help you out, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, and Josh Downs, who's had an amazing year, just a tremendous year as a dynamite wide receiver, drops an easy touchdown pass that would have given Carolina the lead with about 4 minutes to go. The way their defense was playing in the second half, all bets are off, but at least it would have given them the lead. Mike Felder is joining us. Where do you put him in a Heisman Trophy race at this point?
May or Downs? Because I think Downs has been remarkable.
Yes. Yeah, they've both been great, but you're right. Matter of fact, I was talking to our friend Joe Giglio, who said, I'm not sure Drake May's the Heisman Trophy winner if he's not the best player on his own team. And I think you can make the argument that Josh Downs is the best player on Carolina's team. But May as the quarterback, that's the way this award has morphed. Where do you put May in terms of a contender here?
I think May is probably a top six, top five guy. I think he gets to New York City. I think the hardest part is there's nobody else in this region. Who else are we going to put in there?
Right.
Who else out of this region are we going to put in there? We're not going to put DJ Uiagalelei in there.
No.
I don't think people are going to vote for Stetson Bennett. And so somebody from here has to go, and I don't know who it's going to be. Anthony Richardson's been a remarkable football player, but I don't think he's done things in the way and put up numbers in a way that people are going to vote for. So I think Drake may get a lot of these, and maybe they're not first place votes,
right?
But maybe they're second and third place votes that push Drake May into New York City, especially now that we have a hurt Hendon Hooker. And goodness gracious, that was heartbreaking to hear that he tore his ACL. That's brutal. So I think Hooker belongs there, but I also think Drake May is going to get some votes. And I'm going to spin this back to you.
Okay.
Because you mentioned it with Downs. In May, Stroud and Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. has been their best player by far. What do you do?
Look, I'm the guy who tries to find a defensive player every year and vote for him. I voted for Will Anderson last year.
Yeah.
It bothers me that this has become, who's the quarterback on the team with the best record, which is why Bryce Young was the Heisman. Now, Young was great last year. I'm not trying to say that Bryce Young wasn't great. And C.J. Stroud has, I mean, the numbers are great. But I don't think C.J. Stroud is the reason why Ohio State is 10-0. Like, we do have a different situation in Michigan where it does look like Corum, the running back, is probably there because they don't have a good quarterback probably at Michigan. What do you make of the Wolverines?
Well, one, we got to see what's up with Corum. I know they're cagey when it comes to injury information.
Everybody is. It's annoying.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But J.J. McCarthy had back-to-back games coming into this game. He had back-to-back games where he was under 50% passing. And then we also watched the game, and we watched the wide receivers drop balls that should have been theirs. And it's just, it's frustrating. And it's, I don't know how they move the ball through the air against a team, whether it's Ohio State, which we're going to see this week, or it's a Georgia. I don't know how they move the ball through the air. And if you can't move the ball through the air, you can't play in today's college football because you're not just going to move elite teams off the point.
So when the committee gets there and they talk about balance and offense, they talk about balance in terms of offense versus defense. And they say Michigan's one of the most balanced teams in college football. It bothers me because they're not. Michigan is, they're a brawling, brutal team up front, and they're great in the trenches, and they can obviously run the ball. But if you can't throw it, as you just said, then ultimately against the best teams, and Michigan's not played them yet this year, against the best teams, you're ultimately going to be exposed. I mean, it just doesn't seem that complicated to me.
Gold, this is going in the bulletin that's going to go out in about 15 minutes before I go bowling with my dad and my uncle.
You're going bowling today?
We're going bowling.
That's awesome.
So I wrote this down. Hang on. And I know this doesn't look good on camera, but I'm gonna buckle down because I think you're going to like it. So this is talking about time of possession. So if you're up three and dominating time of possession 20 minutes to 4 minutes, you're one slip up on a wet field or a missed assignment from losing. What's the brag there? Guys, we had the ball a long time, and we didn't do anything except have the ball. This can't be your argument. Say you have an offensive line that is dominant, but your wide receivers and QB can't get on the same page. Say we bleed clock because we don't want our defense on the field. Say we don't have a weapon, so it's all makeshift points. But the point here is, if you have the ball, there was a point. Hang on. I'm on the notebook now. Look at this.
By the way, some people are looking at Mike's got a little lovely bird. Is that what bird is that on your Astros hat?
That's a hummingbird.
Hummingbird. It's beautiful. I have hummingbirds on my back. They don't look that good on my back deck.
So we got it. Michigan had the ball for 13 minutes. Illinois had the ball for 2 minutes. And Michigan was up 7-0. What's that? That's nothing.
Nothing. Right.
That's one play. That's 7 seconds away from being tied.
Yeah.
And then Baylor had the ball for 32 minutes. TCU had it for 19. And they were up 28-20. What's that? That's a touchdown and a 2-point. You're right. Done. Time of possession is a joke stat that we should not respect or care about. We should explain. And that's what Michigan is, a team that's like, well, if we just have the ball a long time, no. Ohio State doesn't need to have the ball a long time. You know how long Ohio State needs to have the ball? Give them 12 seconds.
Yep.
Two plays, touchdown. Let's go.
That has been my problem with Michigan. Also, I think it's a formula to force teams to not score. North Carolina this year, over the last 6-7 weeks, has played that prototypical bend but don't break.
Yep.
But really what they have done is that they don't believe that you have the patience to dink and dunk your way down the field and be effective. And most teams in college football can't. They need the chunk plays. And Michigan's not going after that if it's not Corum running the ball. So that's why, ultimately, if they lose to Ohio State, it'll bother me if Michigan still somehow comes in the back door and gets into the college football playoff if TCU doesn't win the Pac, the Big 12, or if Southern Cal or Clemson doesn't win the ACC. And I think Michigan could get in over Clemson if the Wolverines are 11-1 and Clemson is even 12-1. What do you make of that?
I think there's a lot. Like, obviously, Michigan, brand name. But if you have Ohio State, you don't need Michigan. they're all going to watch no matter what.
Right.
Because, again, I go back to the – I default to the idea that it's a television show. So I think USC is the biggest asterisk here because if you can get them, you want them.
Yes.
Because especially if you have an undefeated TCU that wins the Big 12, nobody cares about that. Nobody likes them. This
right.
is a TCU team that got leapfrogged in 2014. So if you can dial it up with what do we say? We got Georgia, we get Clemson. Georgia, Clemson, Tennessee, and Alabama, that's all one place. It's all the same. They're all the same. It's going to be a huge number for Charlotte and Birmingham and Atlanta. It doesn't matter which of those teams are in. But to be able to draw LA into the mix, maybe draw them into the mix twice. Because USC did some things that were really inventive against UCLA that I really liked. Hiding Jordan Addison was really fun. Things that he didn't get to do at Pitt, which is why he transferred.
Right.
Especially without Kenny Pickett. So I think that's interesting. And then TCU, yes, you're going to get Texas, but nobody outside of Texas, nobody outside of the DFW really cares about TCU.
Not at all.
So you get, but if you get them in there, you show that if you win, if you win, you're in. And
right.
then you throw Ohio State in there, and then you throw in a Clemson or a Georgia. Like, we're looking at these teams, Clemson, Georgia, we're looking at Ohio State, and we're looking at USC and TCU. So we're looking at five teams realistically right now that have it on their racket, and we're going to see which one fails. That's the big key. Who fails? Which one of you guys shows up on Thanksgiving weekend? And you know what? You bring the potato salad with the raisins in it.
Oh, no. Well, that we don't want that team. To me, that team's Michigan.
Yeah.
That team's Michigan. We don't want them in. All right. Final thing before I ask you about Thanksgiving Day, because we got to get Felder's. It's Felder's Thanksgiving picks, whether it's we do the turkey and then we do a side. If let's just say that TCU wins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Georgia loses to LSU. Georgia's in anyway, I have to assume. So Southern Cal wins the Pac-12 with one loss. Clemson wins the ACC with one loss. TCU is undefeated. So who is the fourth team? Is it two-loss LSU, one-loss Clemson, or one-loss Southern Cal?
Ah, that's rough, man. That is really, really rough. Oh, my goodness.
There you go. I've done this to you before you go bowling.
Literally, I think that LSU has to be in because you can't put Georgia in without having LSU be in.
Okay.
In this scenario, which leaves TCU in that last spot.
Undefeated. USC, undefeated TCU.
Undefeated TCU. Undefeated TCU is in. They didn't sign up.
Right.
No one in the Big 12 signed up to not get in if you're undefeated. And so now the question becomes Clemson, USC,
or
Georgia.
Or Georgia. Wow.
And that's a two conference champions?
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Versus a team that I think we all know is better.
I would want to be hosting in Atlanta. The following day, we would be going live Sunday night, a rare live Sunday night call-in show. All right. How are you doing your turkey, Felder?
We're frying it, man. Come on. Right. Same question every year.
I, I actually don't ask you that question every year because I know the answer to it. But do you do anything different, or you just deep fry? How long do you go? We don't do it frozen because we kill people. It becomes a projectile.
If you're frying a turkey, take it out today. It is 3 minutes a pound. 3 minutes a pound. And have a thermometer. This is one of the biggest things. And I was talking to a couple. My uncle went to culinary school, right?
Okay.
So he's an actual chef. And he literally was like, it's crazy how many people who cook or how many people who don't cook think that they can go into Thanksgiving and just eyeball it.
Wing it, so to speak.
Get a thermometer.
Yeah. You don't have a leg to stand on if you're just winging it. I'm sorry. I'm full of turkey jokes. I apologize for that. Your favorite, by the way, what are you featuring on It's Felder?
On It's Felder, it's going to come out in a little bit right before I go bowling, but we're talking about time of possession being garbage. I hate it. Talk about making stock. My favorite play of the week this week came from USC, where they hid Jordan Addison in the backfield and then got him on a wheel route for a touchdown that ultimately helped them take and then maintain the lead. And then we're going to get into, let me see, I'm running through it right now. So we've got that. And then we're also going to get into basically a flu shot versus taking Tamiflu, which is what defensive backs are doing. I know so many people that have, their kids have gotten the flu at preschool or at school.
Right.
And get a flu shot, man.
Yeah.
Get the flu shot. Play preventative defense instead of trying to get the medicine after the fact. Go play preventative. Go preventative.
You can do and both.
You can do both. But
you
if you play preventative, maybe you don't have to do the medicine after the fact. So we're working on that. And I'm excited, man. This is my Super Bowl. I love Thanksgiving so much. Like, this is my birthday's Friday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, man. I didn't know
thank
that.
Thank you.
I probably should know that.
No, you shouldn't have known it because I never tell anyone. But I grew up in a household where my mom made it a point for me. We will never decorate for Christmas. We will never talk about Christmas until after your birthday or after Thanksgiving, whichever comes last. And I just want to say for all my last week of November babies, let's go.
Let's go. By the way, the picture you tweeted out at In the Bleachers, by the way, of the stock, that looked good enough to eat.
Oh, yeah. I got them in Mason. You know what? I'm going to text you a picture right now of the Mason jars full of that stock because I let it reduce, and we got about an inch and a half of reduction. Those bad boys are ready to rock and roll. We are in business. That goes in the gravy. That goes in the stuffing or the dressing. I don't stuff the turkey because I'm frying it. That goes in the dressing. So we're ready to rock and roll.
You're the man. It's Felder. Go check it out. You absolutely must do that. Mike Felder from Stadium at In the Bleachers on Twitter. Happy birthday to you. Thanksgiving, whatever. Happy birthday to you, Mike.
There you go. It should be on your phone right now. It says delivered.
It is. It just popped up.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.